with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Friday! St. Valentine's Day with high-powered, estrogen-driven, testosterone-fueled romancing and dating love. Get ready for the overpriced flowers, the chocolates, the mushy greeting cards, the overbooked restaurants, and more. It's the essential, mandatory, Hallmark-manipulated holiday of the year. Don't miss the pressure, the guilty expectations, and don't forget the jewelry store commercials. Friday! St. Valentine's Day. You better be there.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside. It's
fine. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Attorney General Bill Barr today, in an exclusive interview with ABC, commenting on President Trump's tweets and public statements about the Justice Department, its people, pending cases, and judges hearing those cases.
Make it impossible for me to do my job.
In that interview, Barr says he is aware the president might not like his comments, but he won't be bullied when it comes to his job. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention today confirming a 15th case of coronavirus in the U.S. The CDC's Captain Jennifer McQuiston says the latest patient was among evacuees from China quarantined at a Texas military base.
There may be additional cases that we identify. I do want to prepare you for that.
More than 1,300 people have died from the virus in China, with about 60,000 infected around the world. America is listening to Fox News.
Hello, Mother. Hello, Father. Here I am at Camp Corona. Everyone here has a virus. So behind a barbed wire fence is where you'll find us. No one knows who's cute or handsome. Everybody has a mask on. Isolation is disturbing. But at least I'm not wasting my whole week working. Let me go. I promise I won't get you sick. Prisoner of the government, guarded by the Marines. I'm stuck in quarantine, the tax money this is costing for room and board. While I am coughing, I won't be a virus spreader. But they're making me stay till I'm feeling better.
Now, and then as long as you're in there, they'll probably teach you the joy of socialism, too.
Yeah, why not?
They have camps planned for that.
Yep.
Do you remember the guy that did the original thing that was a parody of?
I was going to ask you that question.
I asked Rich this morning, because that happened in our lifetime.
Yeah.
Early, you remember the guy?
I don't remember that.
He was a real phenomenon there for a little bit in the 60s, if I remember.
That come from a movie or something?
No, he was a comedian.
Okay. Wow.
Do you remember the name?
I don't, but I remember when that thing about the camp came out.
He was the Weird Al of his time, except he only did parodies of things where there was no royalty to pay.
Hmm.
You know?
Wow, smart.
He took Pop Goes the Weasel I wonder if I could find it. But as long as I brought it up.
Oh, you know it's out there on YouTube or somewhere.
Yeah. There's YouTube. And...
Usetube, as you say.
Usetube, yes. I hate the Beatles.
Oh.
As long as I'm giving everybody this cultural education, let me give you a little bit of this, not the whole thing.
Alan Sherman.
Yeah.
My daughter needs a new phonograph. She wore out all the needles. Besides, I broke the old one in half. I hate the Beatles.
We can play a little bit more of that a little bit later. 5:07, this is the ideal time to buy a house, and Morris Capuano is the guy to get you into it. He has put thousands of people into their first, second, or other home, and there's nobody better suited temperamentally to lead you through the process.
True.
He is such a great, down-to-earth, everyday guy. He knows it's a big deal, especially if you're a first-time buyer, but he... You know, at least metaphorically, grabs you by the hand and takes you through the process and understands the emotions you go through. It's really exciting. And, of course, that first mortgage interest is a critical tax deduction for many. So let him, now in his partnership with Renaissance Bank, find you a mortgage. Let him pre-approve you so you can shop with that little piece of paper in your pocket knowing, and you got leverage when you have that. Mm-hmm. He's the guy to do it. Morris at Renaissance Bank. Equal housing lender, their NMLS number is 402669. Morris's number is 409-9300. I want to give that number last so you can jot it down. 409-9300. We'll crunch numbers with Brad McDonald in a moment. But here's somebody who is really
adorable. Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands, so don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
If you have kids or pets, sooner or later you'll need new carpet. And right now, the Home Depot has you covered. With an unbeatable selection of carpet that walks the walk, in-store, or even easier, online. Durable and low maintenance. Pet-proof. Life-proof. And right now, installed for free. It's a good time to be a doer, thanks to free carpet installation at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. $599 minimum purchase of a dollar or more per square foot. Valid through May 6, U.S. only.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed's transition team heard from the public about numerous issues facing the city last night. The discussion was broken down into several topics, including arts and entertainment, health and human services, development, and education. Mayor Reed hopes to have a final report on the transition team's work in 3 weeks. Montgomery police continue to investigate a bank robbery Wednesday morning in the 6200 block of Atlanta Highway. Police say a man handed the teller a note and got away with an unknown amount of money. Police say no one was injured in that incident. If you can help them with their investigation, call Crime Stoppers. At the State House, a Senate committee voted down a proposal to give payday lending customers longer to pay back their loans. Lawmakers voted 6-8 against the bill that would give borrowers 30 days to repay a loan instead of as little as 10 days. Senator Tom Butler said the loans become debt traps for families. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big change as much colder air funnels into the state of Alabama. Tonight is going to be a chilly one, and the breeze will make it seem colder. The overnight low temperature tonight should be down to about 35 by about dawn. Friday's kind of a chilly day because of the wind, with a high temperature only in the mid-50s. We're down to freezing late Friday night, early Saturday morning. Saturday has a nice recovery with plenty of sunshine and up to about 60 for a high temperature. We're dry, and then some scattered showers returning to the state on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
All right, let's hear it for socialism.
Yay.
Hello, again, it's Bernie. I believe in universal adult care. Why do you need to be burdened with things like driving and choosing TV shows to watch and general hygiene? With universal adult care, all of these things will be taken care of by a disgruntled nurse. And when she brushes your teeth, she gets up all around the gum line. Very efficient. So go and sign up right now. And when I'm elected, you'll receive a free pudding cup every day around 4. Chocolate, vanilla, or butterscotch. Thank you.
Of course.
Amazing that an old coot who always looks angry and pissed off, like the Russians.
Yeah, exactly.
In general, dude.
Fits right in there, doesn't he?
And he's got people ready to run through walls for him. Now, let's hear it for capitalism. With Mr. Right on the money.
Yeah, baby.
Brad McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Hello, sir.
Hey, buddy. First, let me say that pudding cup thing had me laughing.
Yeah, that's good.
We got some pretty good Bernie bits building up here. We got a good supply of those. The rest of them, other than an occasional Frau Kloblucher. And I can't make bets out of Elizabeth Warren because she'll, let's put it this way. You know those commercials that tell you to go to the ER if it lasts 4 hours or longer?
Yeah.
That's what they do when you get there. They play tapes of Elizabeth Warren speaking. And
that'll do it.
Yeah, that'll completely.
Yeah, you're having meatloaf for dinner.
Uh-huh. There you go. So today, I from what we heard during Fox Business, I don't know. We've been focused. There's a lot to talk about today. There is every day. New corona concerns hit the market today?
Yeah, it really is. You know, we talked about this yesterday a little bit, and then, you know, obviously we touch on this every day. Because the key thing is the data and whether – two things. Number one, is the data real? Is it authentic?
Exactly.
Coming out of China in terms of reported cases – and reported death. The United States and the U.S. Overall, the Trump administration absolutely has no confidence whatsoever that these are real numbers.
Right.
In fact, we've been beating down the doors trying to get our people in there to assess the situation ourselves, and they won't let us.
Nope.
And so the news today was kind of startling because they said that now they're beginning to use a different methodology, this sort of diagnostic testing to identify cases. And when they went to this new rule, all of a sudden it accelerated the number of reported cases by something like 15,000 overnight. And you know, a lot of people kind of looked at that askance, you know, thinking, okay, is this their attempt to sort of maybe give us better information or to placate us in some way. I don't know. You know, no one really knows. So it's created a little bit of concern because obviously until we really know, you know, how can you really make business decisions? I've listened to CEO after CEO, whether it's been on various news talk or whether it's been corporate earnings reports, conference calls, those kind of things. And they all say, you know, their plants, their manufacturing facilities, for the most part, are shut down in China until they can get better visibility around this. Mm-hmm. They don't really know. So it's definitely impacting certain countries. Now, the good news is here in the U.S., we don't have a lot of this going on here. It seems like we've kind of built a little bit of a firewall around the U.S. with it, and that's the good news. But you know, clearly, I mean, all the travel-related companies, companies that have a ton of exposure to China have been impacted. And so we're seeing a lot of internal gyrations go on inside the market, and that's whipsawing things around. But so, yeah, that's why we were down today.
And, it is very hard, and again, this is what you have when you have a socialist Marxist leadership. How can you believe anything they tell you when you know they're totally willing to let their own citizens die to protect the greater good? That's the sacrifice you got to be willing to make to live in that kind of society. And that's not what most of the people there want, but that's what they're stuck with. But they're trying.
Well, you know, you're right. And I think it's part of all of these are symptoms that are part of a broader problem, right? That a problem that started decades ago when we brought China into the World Trade Organization with these agreements that have not been enforced for so long. And here, this is just one example, trying to work with them around this virus issue, and we don't know. Look at all the trade renegotiation of trade deals we've tried to do with them. I mean, for crying out loud, they're hacking into every single computer system and mm-hmm. internet system we've got here in the country. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is unbelievable how we have to deal with this communist government that I've always said masquerades around as a capitalistic system, and it's not. And so, you know, we obviously got this phase one deal done, which was important, but it still doesn't get anywhere nearly close to the overall deeply embedded problems that we have with China. So we have all these American companies that have committed all of this capital and infrastructure in that country in the name of cheap labor. And now we're all, you know, sort of, not all, but many companies, let's say, are somewhat, you know, have been hijacked into the problems of the Chinese mm-hmm. and their system.
Here's a number I wanted to get your take on real quick. 61% of Americans, according to Gallup, say they're better off than they were 3 years ago. That's an even better number than Ronald Reagan had going into his reelection year.
It's impressive.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's massive, and it's showing up in all of the polling data. Everything from consumer sentiment to, consumer spending, and all of that. Everything you look at has been very positive. All of his approval ratings are at his highest levels.
Quick example, he'll probably take a little hit over this bar thing. It's just the way the world is because the media never takes the foot off the pedal, and we got to remember that. But the numbers that are coming out of these massive rallies, first of all, he got more votes than all the Democrats did in New Hampshire because people wanted to come out and reaffirm their belief in him. Two, they survey everybody that attends these rallies. You know that 54,000 people requested tickets for the one in New Hampshire. Now, we're not talking about, you know, a major urban area here. We're talking about a state that's pretty much countrified with a few little urban pockets. And one in four at this rally and the previous two, one in four said they were registered Democrats. And a lot of people who are registered Democrats are looking at Yeah, and saying, no thanks, I'm not on board with some of the stuff that you're touting here.
Yeah, no, and it, you know, it reminds me of 1984.
Yeah,
in the second term of Reagan, and I think a lot of people are going to be shocked. I really do. And I just, as long as this economy continues like it is, and, you know, when there are a lot of people out there, Americans, who are looking at 401k statements and all these types of things, and their accounts have been going up and up and up, and wages have gone up. I mean, life is good.
We had that big one-day rally. A friend of mine, who's not a millionaire or anything, just has a nice 401k, said his 401k went up $4,400 in one day.
Wow.
You know how many times I have to listen to traffic reports to make $4,400? That's what my dad would say, you know. How many miles of wires I got to go through to pay for this? That's pretty impressive. And I'm so happy for people that are having those kinds of, you know, financial uplifts. It's great. This should be an exciting time. But the great American...
Well, it is. And, you know, I get phone calls. People ask me all the time, wherever I go, I mean, I can be shopping, going anywhere. People come up and they say, hey, man, is this market for real? You know, heck, even my own brother yesterday sends me an email. Is this for real?
Wow.
And I tell everyone, no, it is for real. The reason it's for real is because top-line revenue growth has exploded higher over the last few years. Corporate earnings, job security, wages, all of these things are headed in the right direction. Clearly, I mean, if you look at the U.S. market on evaluation, or on almost any valuation metric, it's getting a bit stretched. It's not overpriced. This is certainly, you don't see the valuations we saw in 2000 or even 2007, for that matter. Those were crazy times. But, I mean, on a relative basis, we're a little on the higher end in terms of valuation metrics, price to earnings, price to sales, all those kinds of things, price to book, everything you can think of. But definitely not running red hot. I think it's just a byproduct of very, very strong fundamentals, you know?
And there you
go. And low inflation and low interest rates.
That's amazing. Amazing on the inflation. I mean, I've seen in a lot of commodities and groceries, prices are lower today than they were 3 years ago. Gasoline has been around $2.15 a gallon.
If you go to MAPCO.
Forever. It's just awesome that all of these things that are critical to low inflation, higher incomes, it's all good. And if you want in on this, on these good times, you need to pick up the phone and call Brandt at 387-0094 so the day comes and you can say, wow, my 401k grew by $4,400. And this is a team of people that's dedicated to staying in front of, not being reactionary, but staying in front of. They do their homework. They're looking out for their clients. They are very, very protective of the people that trust them with their money and to grow it. 387-0094, Brandt and the Brain Trust of McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Thank you for your time, Brandt.
Absolutely, buddy. And you guys have a good rest of the evening. And if anything big breaks tomorrow, we'll call in. Otherwise,
meanwhile, happy Valentine's Day to you, and your beautiful bride.
Yes.
Yeah.
You too. You too.
Take care, man.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, we have Doug on the line. I'm going to assume it's not Doug Jones looking for my endorsement.
No, he has a question for Terry.
Okay, Doug, you're on with Terry.
Thank you for taking my call. I hope I'm not messing up your required commercial break. This will be real quick. Terry, is it true that JFK Jr. named his magazine George after George Herbert Walker Bush to let him know that he knew that George Herbert Walker Bush possibly had something to do with his father's assassination?
Wow, that's a new one.
That's the rumor. You know, nobody knows but him, and he took it with him to his grave or wherever it is. Can we come back to this?
Because I got some other stuff.
Yes,
on
that's the rumor.
Wow, good question, Doug.
Thanks for taking my call, Greg.
I'm glad to take it. We are kind of jammed up because we got Valentine's Day tomorrow an election a little more than 2 weeks away. Do apologize.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy all over the city right now on the Boulevard, Taylor Road, Vaughn Atlanta Highway. I-85 northbound out of downtown. Slow traffic from the merge up to Ann Street. Slow traffic on 85 southbound from Court all the way down to the merge. And on I-65 northbound at the Cobbs Ford Road exit, we had a hit and run earlier. The car left on the scene is off the roadway, but it caused a little bit of a backup on the ramp. You can get through there. It's just slow going with the change of the lights, but just be patient. You'll make it home okay. All right. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is.
B.F. Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy four B.F. Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on B.F. Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's two locations.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 85-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Make magic happen this Valentine's Day with a gift from Rick's Jewelers. Choose from a wide selection of fine jewelry, watches, sterling silver, and more. With so many choices, we're sure to have the perfect piece for your love at just the right price point. Rick's Jewelers, where quality and service shine through.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
From Social Justice, the musical. On News Talk 93.1 FM WACV, it's 5:30 already.
The musical?
Yes, it's a. Actually, it's a longer production. We just have time. We got so much going on.
I know.
People calling, and that interesting call before the break.
Mm-hmm. About JFK Jr.?
Yeah, that he named the magazine George as a signal to George Herbert Walker Bush.
Pedophile. Yeah.
Bush. Had a role in his father's assassination.
Yes.
We've talked about that.
Yes. Well, we know he went to his Uncle Teddy pulled him aside and said, look, don't go the direction you're going. Don't do it. He warned him not to, you know, and if you look at what happened to him in the plane crash, Greg, something's not right.
I just watched Air Disasters a day or two ago. It might have been last night.
Yeah.
And they did JFK Jr.'s plane crash.
When you signal the tower your own final, if you're not on the ground in a minute, the law says that the FAA immediately does a search for you. They didn't look for him until the next morning.
They were blaming it, based on the evidence they had on the show, that he had dialed in the wrong frequency on his transmitter. He was at 126.25 instead of 127.25, which was the number from Martha's Vineyard.
I've read that. I also read that an employee there claims he's the one that took the final approach, But now they're saying, no, he didn't. So there's a little he said, she said. Who knows?
Ultimately, the NTSB blamed it on spatial disorientation, and he actually came down. He was so had this very weird, yeah, that he just plunged. Had actually almost the bottom of the plane was in better shape than the top, so they figured he kind of came in at an angle where he was not only upside down, but the top of the plane made first contact with the water.
I don't understand how that can happen,
Master Thespian.
It was all Bernie Sanders' fault.
Yeah, too many choices.
Yeah, he was involved in everything. He was involved in the sinking of the Titanic. He was involved in the death of JFK. He was involved in New Coke. He's old enough to have done it all.
Yeah, there you go.
It's all his fault. It's all his fault. I'll be real quick. I was calling in about Alan Sherman. You guys were talking about him at the bottom of the last hour, top of the last, whatever. I got exposed to him because my parents had his first album, My Son the Folk Singer. And I remember listening to it over. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, it was, and by the way, he was all over the radio in those days, too.
Yeah, well, one of the reasons why he was so hot is because JFK liked his music.
Oh.
I don't know if you knew that or not.
I did not know that. I never JFK, heard that.
Yeah, he was caught singing one of Alan Sherman's parodies in the elevator at some event, and everybody went nuts.
The Beatles.
Yeah, well, you know, Alan Sherman for a couple of years, 62 and 63, had, you know, number one album after number one album after number one album. And then when JFK was assassinated, all of a sudden his career went in the toilet.
Wow.
So just like Von Meter, you know, Von Meter was the one that did it. He did
We played Von Meter on the show.
Yeah, and it was sad because Von Meter's career just went in the toilet after.
I think Greg Biddell does a pretty good JFK myself.
I do a plan to resurrect the late president in a comedic form.
Excellent. Excellent.
With all due respect.
Well, I
hate
believe
Bernie.
I believe you're doing a very fine job. Yes. But anyway, that's the thing about Alan Sherman. You know, some people don't realize it, but they probably hear it at Christmas time.
Yeah.
12 Days of Christmas starts out with, you know, the first day of Christmas. Much relocate to me, a Japanese friend at the radio, a lot of his work kind of had sort of Jewish influence.
Yes,
but
of course it did.
You know,
yep.
But, yeah, it's kind of sad. His career, he was one of those flash.
He died
guys.
Young, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he had a lot of complications. He was fat, and he had complications from diabetes and heart disease and a whole lot of other things.
All right, something
Mr. Thespian, thank you for the insights.
All right, y'all have fun.
Later. Bye-bye.
Nobody ever wonders what Terry and I wear. Come on, that wasn't bad. That's what JFK said the day he died. He was at that Fort Worth thing, at that breakfast, and he was referencing the fact that Jackie gets all the attention, and nobody wonders what he and Lyndon wear.
That's right.
I'm retiring at 6. Here's Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, Bill. Hey, you're talking about like 401ks and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Mine sometimes gives up 6 to 8,000, but my last statement, my last quarter, it was 23,000. And I could not believe what I was seeing. But anyway, I'm all for this administration. I'm all for President Trump.
I'm happy for you. You know what? People who are really secure with themselves are happy when somebody calls with this news. Socialists and Bernie Bros and all of them, they hear this and it's not fair.
Nope.
Well, I hate to keep beating the drum, but a satirist at 7 or 8, I confiscated what I usually did. Tom Lehrer, L-E-H-R-E-R, Tom Lehrer or Tom Lehrer.
I know Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah, God, that guy was fantastic.
Yeah.
And he was really evil, kind of.
Sometimes you have to be.
Yeah, but I was a fan, and he did a couple of really brilliant.
I thought he was great. Even at 7 or 8, I thought he was great. Anyway, y'all have a good show. I listen to you every day.
Thanks. Maybe
Bill.
We'll play National Brotherhood Week, because that's probably his best. Kevin.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I just put Karen on an airplane at 7:45 this morning, and she's gone down to see her mother and everybody and hang down there. And day before yesterday, I got pulled over for bank robbery.
What?
Did you look like the guy who robbed the bank?
No, I'm a completely different Caucasian-looking person.
That's been a car.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I got pulled over for a robbery once that I didn't commit. I just matched the description. The thing is, at the time, the night that happened, I happened to have a bag of perfectly clean Colombian gold pot in the back seat.
Uh-oh.
And the officer had his gun drawn. You're not going to have an argument with an officer. And just as he was getting ready, he says, "You have anything in your car you wouldn't want me to see?" And I'm standing there like the village idiot of Chicago going, "Bleh."
No.
No. And just as he's reaching for my door with the gun trained on me, he gets a call over his walkie-talkie.
Thank God.
We got the suspect. I would still be in jail.
Uh-huh. You lived a charmed life.
I have lived a charmed life.
You definitely did.
Nine lives, baby.
Kevin, thanks for your time, buddy.
Bye, man. Have fun. Nice night.
Enjoy being batching it this
week.
Get
that truck painted.
Behave yourself, Kev.
All right, let's turn our attention to you, oh, much beloved and glorious
yes.
Prime Minister of Playtime. There's Valentine's Day at Adams Motorsports.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, what would be a really cool Valentine's Day gift is to get a motorcycle for your wife or get a bike that you can ride your wife on the back with you driving the motorcycle. That would be a lot of fun. Because let me tell you something. If you ride a motorcycle, chances are you won't ever need to go to a psychiatrist because it really is. It's therapy. It's so much fun. Every road that you go down in your car, a road you've been down 1,000 times in your car, the first time you go down it on a bike, it's different. Because you're part of it. You're not isolated away in that metal tub that a car encloses you in. You're no longer encapsulated. You're in it. You're out there in the wilderness, and it's incredible. It's a great feeling. It's liberating, really. It's a lot of fun. But we have all the bikes on sale right now. Big rebates, special low interest rates. The manufacturers are buying down the lending criteria. So if you don't have to have a 800 credit score to get a motorcycle. It's really cool, Greg. Everything's on sale right now. The side-by-sides. Even we're starting to get 2020 jet skis in. So we got everything right now. When everything's on sale, everything has a rebate.
Adams Motorsports. You can find them online. Get your credit app started right now at adamsmotorsports.com or stop by and see Terry and his team. Because couples that ride together stay together.
Absolutely.
528 right. Northeastern Boulevard. That is the bypass at Hackle. They said.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net, the Goodson Group, 551-0225.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
If you have kids or pets, sooner or later you'll need new carpet. And right now, the Home Depot has you covered. With an unbeatable selection of carpet that walks the walk, in-store, or even easier, online. Durable and low maintenance. Pet-proof. Life-proof. And right now, installed for free. It's a good time to be a doer, thanks to free carpet installation at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. $599 minimum purchase of $1 or more per square foot. Valid through May 6, U.S. only.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery police continue to investigate a bank robbery Wednesday morning in the 6200 block of Atlanta Highway. Police say a man handed the teller a note and got away with an unknown amount of money. Police say no one was injured in that incident. If you can help them with their investigation, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed's transition team heard from the public about numerous issues facing the city last night. The discussion was broken down into several topics, including arts and entertainment, health and human services, development, and education. Mayor Reed hopes to have a final report on the transition team's work in 3 weeks. At the State House, a Senate committee voted down a proposal to give payday lending customers longer to pay back their loans. Lawmakers voted 6-8 against the bill that would give borrowers 30 days to repay a loan instead of as little as 10 days. Senator Tom Butler said the loans become debt traps for families. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big change as much colder air funnels into the state of Alabama. Tonight is going to be a chilly one, and the breeze will make it seem colder. The overnight low temperature tonight should be down to about 35 by about dawn. Friday's kind of a chilly day because of the wind, with a high temperature only in the mid-50s. We're down to freezing late Friday night, early Saturday morning. Saturday has a nice recovery with plenty of sunshine and up to about 60 for a high temperature. We're dry, and then some scattered showers returning to the state on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To increase its popularity, box office bomb Birds of Prey has a new name, and it's not alone. Check out the movie Cats, or as it's now called, Parasite.
What the hell? This isn't a Korean film. Best picture my ass.
And it's happening in sports. The XFL is now the NFL.
This stinks, but I'm still going to watch because I hate spending time with my family.
Even presidential candidates are on board. Isn't that right, Joe Biden? Or should I say Joe Buttigieg?
Hey, it's Joe Bernie Buttigieg Bloomberg. Get your name straight, you lion dog face pony soldier.
All right.
That was good.
Yeah. That's what they're doing these days. That's why Democrats will henceforth be known as Trumpocrats.
Trumpocrats.
That's
that right?
Their best hope to get elected legal eagle local heartthrob, yes! Chad.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out this whole thing with the major league talking about having some reality TV show to decide who gets to play who in the playoff.
Well, they want to expand the playoff field. I'm okay with that. I kind of like the format. But what you're discussing there is the part I don't like. They want this television show where the teams that did the best will be able to pick their opponents in the playoffs, like an NCAA thing. No. I'm not for that. I think it should be merit-based.
Yeah,
I do too.
Best team gets to play the qualifier with the lowest record and so forth, that seeding process.
I'm with you on that.
Plus... You know, think about this. Let's say the Yankees win 110 games. They could do that this year. And they got a choice between three teams. And they pick a team because they think they could, you know, we want to play them because we'll kick their butts. Well, in baseball, any team can beat any other team. So right. You piss off the other team by insulting them, and they come out and they win and advance while the Yankees go home. Yankees go home.
Then it's over, right?
That's it. And I don't like that. So I hope that part of it goes away.
You've been following the local politics on this congressional race we have here for Martha Roby's seat?
Some of it, yes. Like,
like the U.S. Attorney's prosecution of Coleman's moving company.
I've read about that, yes.
I got to tell you, Greg, and, you know, I like everybody, right? But that, to me, is a bad thing.
I think that's a terrible look. Person.
I mean, if your company is moving, and as a former soldier who has been moved from Fort Rucker and from Fort Ord, California, and you got a moving company that's adding weight to a truck with a weight box, and apparently, statistically, the data shows that the Coleman Moving Company
overcharged the United States government $750 billion. $750 billion.
Somebody had a very heavy foot on the scale, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
It would seem.
I don't accept the excuse that you enter into a $5 million consent decree or plea decree and would admit fault, but you pay money.
I did see a story today. I wish I had it handy. I already closed it out. That there was some blame being thrown at the Obama administration.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. Look, okay, fine. This U.S. attorney, let's say he was an Obama U.S. attorney in South Carolina, all right? And he's the one that brought the case, and you can pull up the pleading to look at it. It's very serious. But to sit there and say that I paid $5 million because the guy was a lousy anti-Trump Obama guy. Well, first off, it happened in 2015, and Trump wasn't even on the field at the time, right? So there ain't no Obama involved in that. No Trump involved in it. The guy was, I just think that, and then asking your opponents to, let's all join together with Coleman and oppose this type of, gotcha journalism. I'm like, yeah, I don't think Jessica Taylor or our former attorney general.
Well, after the primary, Chad, I'm going to offer some critiques on some of the ways candidates have marketed, not just the obvious one here, but others too. I think they think they're still living 20 years ago.
I don't like candidates who use their Christianity.
I don't want to. I agree. I love people with Christian values.
I don't like them.
That is not something you advertise. You do that through your behavior, your track record. It's just like the Astros today. Somebody must have told him, you guys got to look remorseful. I'm so remorseful. No, remorse is something you show through the way you comport yourself, not because you say you're remorseful. I wish I hadn't done that.
I'm not singling out Jeff Coleman's ad. I mean, a lot of them are doing it.
I agree. That's what I just said.
Yeah, and I'm like you. I'm like, look, I'm a Christian. I'm a conservative Christian. But I don't want my – and most of the politicians run, I kind of know where they are on this. But I'm not electing you as the pastor.
No, exactly.
And I really just want to know what your political positions are. You can tell me your positions, like whether you're pro-life, whether you're for this or for that, whether you're fiscally conservative, whether you're pro-Second Amendment, whether you're pro-controlling the borders. I don't need to know, all the – I don't need – to me, it's just patronizing and insulting, to do it. And it turns voters off.
It does, and I'm especially feeling that this year. I really am, because I hear about it. I get it through Facebook and email and other. Mm-hmm. Chad, I got to run. I am flat out of time, buddy. Thanks. Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. 5:49.
Wow, already.
If you want LASIK, what a great gift to give somebody for any occasion.
Eyesight.
Yeah, to give them the opportunity once again go through life with eyes open and no need for assistance from glasses or contacts. LASIK can do that. It's really amazing, but it is something, unfortunately, that not everybody can have their vision fixed with. So step one is call 271-3804. Make an appointment with the refractive surgery counselor at Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. On a lunch break, you could do this. No charge, not a penny. They just need to take this one step to see if LASIK will fix your vision issue. I went for the test. It wasn't going to work for me. I was really disappointed. Because look at me. I got schmutz in my glasses. I'm wiping them out. I got my shirt.
You wouldn't know what to do if you couldn't do that.
Well, that's true. Because those who have had successful LASIK say the toughest thing is getting used to not having to clean them and keep them in your pocket. Because you can see just fine without them.
Exactly.
I would love that experience. You got the most being experienced, more of that at Montgomery Eye than anywhere else. You're talking about Dr. Swan and Shin, who rank on a national level with their... among the best. So, how can you go wrong? 271-3804. Learn more about this incredible team at OnlineMEP.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference and mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still have pretty thick, slow traffic on 65 northbound from about the 143 Millbrook exit up to Cobbs Ford Road. We had a couple of accidents up that way. Traffic is moving, but it's just very slow getting up to Cobbs Ford Road. We have a lot of congestion on the Boulevard, Wears Ferry Road, especially over to 231 to Wetumpka on the Northeast Boulevard. East South Boulevard, West Boulevard, very busy, as well as Norman Bridge Road. I-85 northbound out of downtown. We have slowdowns from about Alabama State University up to Ann Street. Another one, Bell Road to Taylor Road. Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway, very busy this afternoon. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota, and the selection, fantastic. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhart Toyota. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, our Get Well Wishes go to our dear friend, one of the nicest people it's been my privilege to know in 15 years here in the River Region, Jenny Lewis from Lewis Lawn. Hang in there, Jenny. We love you, and everybody's praying for you, and it's a privilege to know you. So I expect her to be healed off those words alone very quickly. Seriously.
I'm in agreement with you.
I wish I had that gift. I would use it properly, Rosie. Ron, you're our last call, and we only have about a minute or so. What's up?
Ron.
Okay, Ron.
Ron?
Ron.
Ron, are you there?
To do Ron, Ron.
Hello,
to do
Ron.
Run away. Ron ran away, I guess.
He could have another more important call.
That's true.
So are we waiting. Ron? From the age of the meaningful lyric, the Crystals, 1963. That was one of the groups that Wolfman Jack brought to South Florida in that show that caused
him. He stole his thunder.
It's a true story. Ron? All right. Well, I guess Chad was our last call of the evening.
Yeah, Chad gets that distinction and that honor.
Terry Adams hosts Clearing the Air, and that
Saturday night from 6 till 10 for 4 hours.
4 hours of radio. Amazing
local
radio. Yes, live and local. And what are you delving into?
Well, Postman's been doing a lot of work on the threshing floor. It's in the Bible a lot, and everybody thinks that it's just where they separate the chaff, you know, the wheat. But that's a metaphor. There's a lot more to it. And we're going to dive deep into Scripture this weekend. I'm excited about it.
We got to do a Thursday on
that.
We
need to.
You are so well-versed in Revelations, and I think that would be no pun intended, a revelation for our listeners.
It would be fun, because everything's tying straight into the Bible, as we all know it's going to.
All right. Before we say goodnight, we talk about Tom Lehrer, and as we go into David and Rusty, I'm going to play National Brotherhood Week. It's still funny. It's not National Brotherhood. Every week is National Brotherhood
Week.
Yeah,
right.
Except
Should
with the
be.
Democrats. They hate everybody.
But I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
During National Brotherhood Week, various special events are arranged to drive home the message of brotherhood. This year, for example, on the first day of the week, Malcolm X was killed, which gives you an idea of how effective the whole thing is. I'm sure we all agree that we ought to love one another, and I know there are people in the world who do not love their fellow human beings, and I hate people like that. Here's a song about National Brotherhood Week. The white folks hate the black folks, and the black folks hate the white folks. To hate all but the right folks is an old established rule. But during National Brotherhood Week, National Brotherhood Week, Lena Horne and Sheriff Clark are dancing cheek to cheek. It's fun to eulogize the people you despise, as long as you don't let them in your school. Oh, the poor folks hate the rich folks, and the rich folks hate the poor folks. All of my folks hate all of your folks. It's American as apple pie. But during National Brotherhood Week,